Alan had a nice speech all typed up here and highlighted with notes made, and I have this. Just so I don't forget something important, and I'd like to start by, Karen, thank you for inviting me to do this, and welcome to Illinois. You hear a lot about Illinois. How many people from out of state are here? Wonderful, welcome. I was born and raised in Illinois, lived in Illinois my whole life, went to school in Illinois, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about Illinois after I first thank all the farmers, Terry and John and the Laymans and Marcus, Tim, Paul, Mike Trainer, all of you have been working a long time to make this day possible. It wasn't just today. It was a lot of years and a lot of effort, a lot of struggle, a lot of meetings, a lot of commitment. So I really am proud. You made Illinois agriculture very proud today, so thank you guys very much. And thank you to... So at my office at the IFCA, I'll tell you just a little bit about our association. We were started in 1965, actually as the Anhydrous Ammonia Association, when ammonia became the kind of new and coming nitrogen source for this state. There was a need to have a get together of the people who wanted to market and sell it and keep it safe. And part of the mission statement of IFCA is to assist and represent our fertilizer dealers throughout the state. We also represent the manufacturers, the distributors, the crop protection companies. But in addition to just assisting our members and being at the state capitol to watch out for them, the second part of our mission statement is about stewardship. We support the sound stewardship and utilization of agricultural inputs. And I can't tell you how many times, if you really want to get me riled up, when people say to me, well, Gene, you probably don't want to come to this meeting because it might mean your fertilizer dealers might sell us fertilizer. So that's always been a little bit of offensive to me, because never have the IFCA members have ever felt that way. We have always been about the right thing to do with fertilizer and the right thing to do with crop protection chemicals. I think we'll always be that way, and I always keep that mission statement close to my heart because it makes everything else I do very simple. So at my office in Bloomington, we have a staff of four people. I have a little saying that I keep right next to my computer monitor, so I look at it every day, and it kind of keeps me grounded about things, and it says, it's a quote from one of the first presidents of the University of Illinois, which is our land-grant university here, back in the 1800s, and he said, "The wealth of Illinois is in her soil, and her strength lies in its intelligent development." So that was said almost 200 years ago, and it's still so true today, and it's everything that we were talking about today, in its intelligent development, and not just about what is it in it for us today, but what will it be for the generations we leave behind. And so when Karen asked me to talk about some of the things we have going on in Illinois, it really won't mean much to you who don't live here unless I give you a little bit of history of how we got to where we are with our nutrient stewardship programs in Illinois. Alan mentioned that I've been working for IFCA since 2004. I've been president since 2004, but I've been working in this industry since the early 1990s. And I've been representing the industry at the state capitol in Springfield, Illinois since 1993. And I have seen a once very prosperous, financially strong state kind of go from here to down here. And it's kind of been like watching a very slow train wreck happening, and there's lots of reasons for it, and I'm sure those of you from outside of Illinois hear about us in the news and you think, my God, can that really be true? And I'm here to tell you that it is unfortunately true. However, we have a phenomenal agriculture industry. And when I say the word industry, I always remind people that there are 110,000 active farmers in Illinois. So we're not just some ambiguous industry out there. There are probably 40 or 50,000 people that work in the fertilizer and crop protection industry, and then also all the equipment people and all the guys that provide services to farmers. So we are made up of people in our industry, but that makes it a challenge too, because people think you can either control an industry or tell an industry what to do or regulate an industry, but it's all about the people in that industry. And so when we had our financial problems in Illinois, around 2010, it kind of sort of came home to roost. It was a slow, gradual, little bit, well, we ran out of money this year, well, we'll just borrow some more, but we won't pay those bills, until finally in 2010, we ended up with about a $10 billion budget deficit. And that was about the same time that the states around Illinois were kind of recovering from their slump that happened in 2008. So you have Iowa, Wisconsin, Indiana, kind of lifting themselves back up and coming financial strong again, and you had Illinois, and I'm sorry to say continues till today, we have a $16 billion budget deficit and a $100 billion pension deficit, and our legislature still has not come to terms with how to grip that, how to deal with that. So where does that leave agriculture? In 2010, because of our state budget problems, We lost our extension system was reorganized. Our soil and water district conservation funding was cut. We used to have a program called the Council for Food and Ag Research that at one point got $15 million a year for food and ag research in Illinois. It was cut to zero in 2010. So in 2010, we literally had no investment being made in the ag industry on behalf of our state government. So you can be really pissed about that, and you can think, well, maybe someday it'll get better, or you can have some heart-to-heart meetings within the ag groups and decide what in the hell are you going to do about it? Because are we going to let this tremendous industry get sucked down the vacuum that is becoming our state government? I said no. And the IFCA Board of Directors, I work for 15 phenomenal guys. Mike Trainer used to be on the board, I think, when I was hired, Mike, and Martin Case is here, a lot of IFCA board members. They believed that we could turn this around. And we went to the Farm Bureau, and we went to the Corn Growers, and the Soybean Association, and the Pork Producers, and Syngenta Crop Protection, and we have this little group in Illinois we call the Illinois Council on Best Management Practices. And we are really the people that represent a vast majority of those 110,000 farmers and all the fertilizer and chemical dealers that work with them. We had some heart-to-heart meetings about what are we going to do to make sure that agriculture stays strong in Illinois, and we get ahead of these challenges that everybody saw coming. And it really started for me. We had talked about it for years, but never really decided how we were going to pull it off until I went to a Fertilizer Institute meeting. I'm on the TFI Board of Directors, and it's a great honor to be at those meetings with the fertilizer manufacturers. But Ford West, who's the president of TFI, is a wonderful, genteel man from Virginia. He's the kind of guy that you never want to disappoint. The TFI staff here could back me up on that. But it was right after TFI and IP&I announced the 4R program, so it was probably about late 2009, early 2010, and as we were leaving the board meeting, Ford grabbed me and pulled me aside and said, Gene, what do you think about these 4Rs? He's got a Virginia accent. I said, wow, Ford. I said, I think it's awesome. I think it's great. He goes, well, what are you going to do about it in Illinois? Are you going to do the 4Rs in Illinois, or are you just going to talk about the 4Rs in Illinois? And I said, well, Ford, I guess I'm going to do something about it. Because I didn't want to disappoint Ford West and all the hard work that the IP&I and TFI people have put into the 4R stewardship program. So we went back to Illinois, and we had these kind of conversations. All right, guys, our state government's not going to be there for us. Our University of Illinois is going through some hard times because of them not getting funded. We know our federal government's not in a heck of a lot greater shape. We have no investment being made in agriculture, and yet we have a flourishing ag economy around us. What are we going to do? So we went to all the farm. First of all, I went to my members, knowing that this would take a little bit of time to get accomplished in the legislature. I went to my members, Mosaic, PCS, Agrium, CF Industries, Coke, and I asked those guys to send me some money so that I could hire somebody, because as you heard Alan say, I'm an English major. I've learned enough from Dan to maybe get a C in Agronomy 101, but that's probably about it. So I needed somebody who could be our nutrient person, to be out there every day so I wouldn't just have to write articles for newspapers. He could be out there living those articles with the farmers. So the fertilizer industry stepped up and sent me $300,000 over a two-year period, and the Illinois Corn Growers matched it out of their checkoff program, and the Illinois Soybean Association matched it about half again, and so did Illinois Farm Bureau. And so with that investment from agriculture, we hired Dan, we got the Keep It for the Crop program up and running in 2011, and we started our 4R effort in Illinois. Now, how do you sustain that effort? I mean, when I hired Dan, I sort of had to make a commitment to him that I'd try to keep him hired. I mean, he had a really good job at the time, and so I felt the strong obligation to make sure this program was going to stay running and then flourish. So we went to our Illinois legislature with the agreement of all the ag groups, and we said, if you let us create a fertilizer checkoff and you let the industry manage it, because they would, if we let the state hang on to it, they have a tendency of borrowing from it and never paying it back. And they do that to a lot of funds in Illinois. So we knew we couldn't raise the kind of money we needed if we let our state government have a say in it. So it took two long years at the state capitol. I was the lead lobbyist on this bill to take our to create this program and privatize it. We have a partnership with the Department of Ag. They're sort of our stick. The fertilizer dealers have to remit the fertilizer research assessment twice a year. And if they don't do it, it's a condition of their license to sell fertilizer in Illinois to collect that money. So therefore, you know, you can't really ignore this. So that was our partnership with the Department of Agriculture to make sure we could get that done. Otherwise, all of that money now, $2.5 million a year on a 75-cent per ton fee, goes to the Nutrient Research and Education Council that you heard Howard talk about, and he gives me credit for it, but you know, it took a lot of agreement with a lot of groups to get this done. IFCA couldn't have done it on its own. I don't think even the Farm Bureau could have done it on their own. It took all of us on the same page and staying on the same page and then dealing with the political nightmares of Springfield. The first year we had the bill passed the two chambers, and then the Speaker of the House decided he didn't feel like messing with it anymore, and it died. And Howard gives me credit because I used to call him on my way home from Springfield when I felt like vomiting or crying or one or the other, and telling my trials and tribulations at the state capitol, at the same time knowing that we had to get this done or we weren't going to be able to keep this program going. But the second year we had to start all over from scratch, reintroduce the bill, and it didn't pass unanimously because it is a fee on agriculture, but it did pass, and Governor Quinn signed it last August. Now, I can't say it was easy, you guys. It wasn't easy. And I give a lot of credit to the Farm Bureau and the Corn Growers and the Soybean Association and the IFCA members, because I'm sure you guys feel the calls about what in the heck is this 75-cent fee on my fertilizer bill? Is this some new tax? Is this going to the state? What the heck is this all about? It's hard to communicate with 110,000 people. As much as you try, it's hard to do. And so I had to have a lot of people have my back. And I know our retailers did a phenomenal job explaining that, because that's where we are today. Despite the fact that we have a vacuum in our state government, I feel phenomenal about where Illinois agriculture stands with our nutrient stewardship efforts. And it's only going to get better. I think with the commitment of the people in this room, of my members, of all the farmers, understanding that now we have an obligation to them with their money to show them how this is going to help their farming operation and how we're going to keep our nutrients for the crop. And when we can do that on our own, everything in life worth having is worth fighting for. If it's just given to you, it really doesn't mean that much. So we have had to fight for this, and that's why we're so incredibly proud of it. And so I won't say much more than that, other than this has been a real privilege for me to be part of this. And I think everybody tries to think about, can I leave the world maybe a little bit better than what I found it? And I think for those of us in Illinois dealing with the challenges that we have, but if you look out at what's going on in this watershed and our other Keep It For The Crop watersheds, if we can just make a little bit of difference on a lot of acres, I know sometimes these big programs that get rolled out talk about sweeping changes to agriculture, and those changes will happen, but over time. But in the meantime, think about if we could just reduce nitrogen loss on every Illinois corn acre by 50 pounds an acre on 11 million acres. Now, I'm an English major. I'm not good at math. So, Charlie, what is that? What's 50 times 11 million? Come on. Oh, I picked the wrong guy. There you go. Well, I mean, it's a significant amount of nitrogen that we could keep for our crops. Because I know the fertilizer manufacturers that are members, when they sell that fertilizer, they don't want it in Lake Springfield or Lake Bloomington or the Gulf of Mexico. They want it out in that cornfield or on that soybean field. And that's where we want it too. So incremental changes. And I'll give my friend Sean McMahon maybe a little jab here with the Nature Conservancy, because I was at a meeting one time and he says, well, we need more than just random acts of conservation. And I thought about that a lot, Sean, and I agree with you. But I also agree that if a farmer really makes a change, even though maybe none of his other neighbors are making a change, that's not a random act. He did that intentionally because he wanted to do it for his farm, for his profitability, for his commitment to environmental stewardship. And so if we had 45,000 random acts out there in 102 counties in Illinois, that's a great thing. Along with wonderful programs like the Indian Creek and really committed efforts in the key watersheds, we can make a big change in Illinois agriculture and in reducing our nutrient losses. And so, Karen, thank you and your team for having this wonderful event. We're so proud in Illinois to have hosted this and have so many people from around the country come and be part of it. And I'd be happy to take any questions, but again, thank you for the opportunity.